How do you inspire kids to get into the wonderful world of manufacturing? It used to be a legitimate way to earn a quid back in the day. These days, though, it seems to be an industry that's crying out for workers, particularly new blood. But that is a challenge that the organisers of a get-together in Toowoomba yesterday at Toowoomba's St Ursula's College, a get-together of students from schools right across southern Queensland, a get-together that had the students taking part in a unique manufacturing challenge, was aiming to change. So I went along to find out a little bit more about it.
Manufacturing is dirty, it's hard, it's for men, and it's not for those students who are academic or want to go to university.
You know, that is pretty much on the money. If you ask the average person what they think manufacturing entails these days, they'll probably describe a situation that sounds a bit like the old factory assembly line of people standing there in overalls doing hot, sweaty work that's very repetitive and getting paid not all that much. But yesterday, students from schools right across southern Queensland descended on Toowoomba's St Ursula's to take part in a STEM challenge designed to encourage career pathways in advanced manufacturing and to change the kids' minds of what a career in advanced manufacturing might actually mean.
So we're trying to encourage career pathways for students into manufacturing and especially into advanced manufacturing. So we work with manufacturers, and part of the issues that they're having is a limited workforce and limited interest in going into pathways.
This is Helen Bates. She's a senior project officer with the Department of Regional Development, Manufacturing and Water.
So we start working with primary school students and then try and develop the program going through into middle school and then helping those students select subjects to then take them into senior school and hopefully go on to those career pathways that can be engineers, can be apprenticeships. And a core focus of it is young people. It's about problem solving. It's about identifying a problem. And then what we've found that works the best, if we introduce them to a manufacturer and actually take them into an industry type setting, so then they can solve some real life problems for manufacturers, and using additive manufacturing, which is an advanced manufacturing, and using new materials.
So for many years, a career in manufacturing was quite a good career option for those who didn't necessarily want to go on and do tertiary studies. So when did all that change?
I think we went many years ago on a pathway that university was the only pathway to follow. So I think you've got parents now that are encouraging, as well as teachers. And again, schools are so resource limited as well in both Toowoomba and if you go out into the real regional areas. So that actually then limits those STEM focused programs. And we find that part of the curriculum, it's reduced what's being shown to students. So we find students learn by doing and by actually being part of making something. So if they can see the problem, they can then visualise it, and then it's good for them to also make errors. And by taking them into industry and allowing them to have that feedback from the owner or the engineers in those sectors.
So when it comes to the best way to reignite the interest of students in a career in manufacturing, you know you're going to need a little bit of technology. You know it's going to have to be a hands-on experience. And a lady by the name of Mandy Dimitriadis has come up with the perfect solution. Mandy is the Director of Learning at Makers Empire, a 3D education technology company that helps students develop problem-solving and design thinking capabilities.
And what we've developed is a beginner's experience of computer-aided design, or CAD software. It's about using those 3D tools to help students develop their problem-solving and design thinking capabilities so that they can have the opportunities in the future to explore STEM careers. And in Queensland, there's a big focus on positioning Queensland as leaders in the advanced manufacturing industry. So there are real opportunities for these young students in that industry, and we want those jobs to stay in Queensland. It's also about them not only learning how to use advanced manufacturing tools like 3D printing. It's also about developing those capabilities of identifying problems, solving problems, prototyping, iterating, all of those sorts of things. So we begin at primary school. Our primary school groups here are solving a problem that's in their community. So it might be something like the way they deliver their lunch orders at the tuck shop. One of our teams are looking at air quality in the lunch shed. So it can be anything, but something that's important to the school or community. Whereas our secondary schools have partnered with an industry partner, and they're solving specific problems that they've identified by working with those manufacturing companies in the area. And that's part of the reason why we are working on this project, because we want to challenge those ideas, because there are so many diverse roles within the industry. There are absolutely roles where you need a university degree. There's roles that you don't. And there's definitely a need for a diverse workforce. So we need more women. We need people from different cultural backgrounds, more First Nations students identified, because the industry is constantly evolving, responding to new challenges, and we need new ways of thinking and perspectives. But I think it's got a bit of a name as being a dirty, hard-working job, but also for kids who are not going to uni.
Chinchilla State High School approached us about helping them to have a more real-life problem that the students could work on to, I suppose, help increase the motivation and become more involved in the project through connecting with business. And so the problem we came up with was on our lathe machines was being able to have a little measuring tool to find the centre points on the lathe. And so we invited the students and their teachers to the workshop in Chinchilla. And one of our team from the floor took them through the process currently and how a tool could be helpful to speed up that process. In doing so, we also introduced them to lean manufacturing principles. So it's all about efficiency. How can we make it for less or quicker? And so everything, I suppose, that we try to do these days is to become more and more efficient. So part of their project, they were actually able to kick off their project by doing an introduction to lean manufacturing, followed by then their showcase piece, which is actually designing the tool.
What made you want to be a part of this whole project?
Well, I want to be a part of it as I enjoy building designs, prototypes to help other companies to proceed with their works. And so I decided to join in this event to show others what can work.
Have you always been a bit of an inventor or a problem solver?
Yes. I invent things on a software called Blender.
Give me an example of what you've invented in your own time.
Well, I haven't really made a prototype you can use in real life, but I have made like mini pencils, mini benches that can be made.
So your mind is constantly ticking over with ways to improve things.
Yes. The MFE workers told us they had a problem with their machine to find a center point, and so we thought of two designs. One wasn't adjustable and it wasn't efficient, so we had to create a new one. And so we made this, which is more efficient and it could find a center point. It took a week to design, and there was issues where it was too heavy or too lengthy and not efficient. And so the other design we made, it was adjustable and there was no issues with it.
I'm very much interested in the manufacturing business and very much wanting to get out and experience everything. The challenges that I faced while creating my solution was understanding how I needed to do something, what I needed to do to reach that goal, and the best way to do it to reach the lean manufacturing, which was not using that much extra product and making it adjustable and easy to use.
And where do you want to be in 10 years' time? What do you see yourself doing career-wise?
I really want to be a mechanic and get out into the industries and experience it. Yeah. Either diesel, heavyweight, or lightweight.
Yeah, there you go. Some kids are getting a different perspective on the world of manufacturing. I spoke to another student who said that she actually wanted to be a dentist, still wanted to be a dentist, but now she has I guess, changed her view on the whole manufacturing world as a career. And another student had said that it had changed her mind in terms of going into law. She was now thinking that manufacturing, particularly using modern technology, looked like a lot more fun. So I think the STEM, the challenge achieved its aims. That happened at St Ursula's College in Toowoomba over the last couple of days. And congratulations to all the students involved in that competition. It is a 2 to 10 ABC News, not far away.
I'd really love to give...